It's the Shropshire Star weekly podcast, back this week with the latest offering about AFC Telford United and Shrewsbury Town. It's regulars Chris Hudson and James Garrison.
So James, a hell of a week for Shrewsbury Town and Northampton. It's not too often a team gets 7 goals away from home.
No, absolutely. It's a great achievement at any level of football, isn't it? And I'm not sure the 619 Shrewsbury fans who were there could quite believe what they were witnessing in the last 20 minutes. Every time Shrewsbury crossed the halfway line, they seemed to score. Fantastic performance. They soaked up a little bit of pressure at the start of the second half when Northampton briefly threatened the revival. Nothing too worrying for Graeme Turner, I'm sure. But some of the football they played, especially in the closing stages when they scored 4 goals in the last 10 minutes, was fantastic.
What happened to Northampton? Did they just collapse in those last 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think they're in desperate need of leadership. Gary Johnson had obviously left and it had all the hallmarks of a rudderless ship. Defensively, they were all at sea and Shrewsbury took full advantage. Shrewsbury have got the pace with the likes of Mark Wright to really cause problems for teams who aren't defensively on their game, and that's exactly what happened on Saturday.
Seems to be something about Shrewsbury. That's actually the fourth time in the last 10 years they've done this. I've seen 3 of those. I remember them doing it at Rochdale, at home to Gillingham, and at Wickham as well. So they've certainly scored the goals over the years.
Definitely, we're making that very point coming back from Northampton last week. It can't be many teams in England, not even Manchester United, Chelsea and Arsenal, who scored 7 away from home 3 times and 7 in total 4 times in a decade. There's been some grim times along the way, hasn't there, to mingle in there as well. I'm sure Shrewsbury fans will remember a lot of 1-0 away defeats here and 1-0 away defeats there. But as you say, no one can take that away from them now. 4 times in a decade they've scored 7, which is no mean achievement.
I'm sure Shrewsbury fans would like me to throw in that they also got 11 during that period, once as well against Marine in the FA Cup. It's quite a record, and can you see it happening again this season?
You can never rule it out, because Shrewsbury have got this type of attacking players to cause opposition teams problems. I mean, we look on Saturday, John Taylor and Tom Bradshaw were kicking a ball about between themselves in the technical area before the game. They couldn't get in the 16. Lionel Ainsworth, who caused so many problems at the start of the season, was on the bench, unused substitute. I don't think anyone would have believed that 2 months ago. James Collins, who seems to score every time he runs on the pitch at the moment, he only had 4 minutes run out at the end of the game. Graeme Turner's options are absolutely endless, particularly as an attacking force. So while it would be rash to say that I guarantee they'll score 7 again at some point this season, I would not rule it out at all.
What was Graeme Turner's mood like after the game? Was he like a kid on Christmas morning?
Yeah, very buoyant. He came out, he was determined not to gloat. He's an experienced football man, and I don't think he likes to see teams like Northampton have the problems they were having last week, and it's clear that there are massive problems there. But there was a smile on his face. He was celebrating 33 years in football management last weekend, and it was the ideal way to celebrate it.
He had a fans forum on Monday as well, didn't he? Talk about great timing for
him. Yeah, I mentioned that to him straight after the game. No better time to hold a fans forum. And that went well, as you would expect. Shrewsbury are 6-unbeaten. They've just won 7-2. He's hardly going to come in for barrels of criticism. But he's very comfortable in front of the public. He answers questions honestly. He answers questions authoritatively as well. So sure, all Shrewsbury fans went away from that feeling very positive about the future.
Were there any highlights of that forum? Anything that sticks out?
Not really. It was all fairly predictable stuff. As I say, wasn't much for Graeme Turner to have to answer for. Things are going well. Town are fourth in the table. Chance to go to third this weekend. So everyone was on high spirits.
We're recording this wonderful blog on transfer deadline day in the Football Leagues for loan deals. As it stands, nothing has happened at Shrewsbury Town. I believe we're not expecting too much to happen.
No, I'd be surprised. Graeme Turner did say earlier in the week there was a chance a loan player could come in. He's still a little bit short defensively with the injuries to Reuben Hayes or Jermaine Granderson and Carl Regan, although Regan's just finding his way back to fitness now. So I wouldn't rule anything out defensively until 5 o'clock Thursday. But the recent signings of James Hurst, James Wallace and Aaron Wildig meant Shrewsbury had already done their work before today, so there was no real need for a last gasp panic.
Yeah, James Hurst, what a game to come in for his debut as well. He was brought in very much last minute for that Northampton game, really. How did he look on debut?
But very solid. He's only 19. It's his first game in the Football League this season, so he'll get better as it goes along. He was very composed on the ball. He did what was asked of him defensively, got forward when he could as well, and as you say, it's no better time to come in than when your team's winning 7-2 away from home. I hope he doesn't think it's like that every week.
Tough one for them this week though. Shrewsbury Town may be unbeaten at home, but their opponents Morecambe are unbeaten away from home.
Yeah, you would think that something has to give, which is the cue for a draw, but No, really tough game. Morecambe are having a few problems at the Globe Arena. They're not perhaps firing on all cylinders there, but Jim Bentley certainly got them performing on the road. 5 wins and 4 draws, I think, from their 9 games away from home. So it's not going to be easy for Shrewsbury. Morecambe will come. I'm sure they'll make things difficult when Shrewsbury have got the ball and try and cause problems when they go forward themselves. You've got fancy Shrewsbury at home, the way they're going at the moment. They seem to be steamrolling all before them. The AFC Wimbledon game apart. I can't imagine Morecambe will park the bus with the same degree that Wimbledon did, but it's a big chance for Shrewsbury again, isn't it? At home, you really do fancy them. They've got 2 home games now against Morecambe and Rotherham. They could win both. They could conceivably, in a couple of weeks' time, be in the top three and in the third round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, Morecambe started the season as the pace setters right up at the top, and that was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Because at the start, they were third favourites to go down.
Very much so. They've always had a decent squad, Morecambe, but I think people assume that when Sammy McElroy moved on, he'd been there donkey's years, hadn't he? That problems would follow. Jim Bentley's gone in there, done fantastically well, got the team playing. Of course, we know Jim Bentley through Shropshire roots, don't we? And I believe he was back in Shropshire again this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll link us on quite nicely, really. Jim Bentley was actually named into the AFC Telford Hall of Fame on a Legends Night on Wednesday evening at the New Bucks Head. So he's certainly a character with strong associations with Shropshire, but not, of course, to Shrewsbury Town. And speaking to him on Wednesday, he was saying that he expects to get a bit of stick from the Shrewsbury fans, but he enjoys all that. He says as long as the banter's friendly, he's no problem with that whatsoever.
Good guy, isn't he, Jim Bentley? He almost said he was a bit embarrassed, didn't he, to receive the accolade on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think his dad obviously is a real legend at AFC Telford, having scored over 400 goals for the club in the 60s and 70s, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame 2 or 3 years ago now, but I think Jim himself was a little bit surprised to be named, and he reckons that given that his 5 years at the club didn't actually tally with any particular success, they didn't win any trophies or anything during his time here, he feels that maybe he wasn't entirely deserving of the award. But a humble man, the fans clearly feel differently.
Let's get back to the modern day Telford, and if not quite spectacular, result and performance against Mansfield last week, step in the right direction?
Yeah, certainly. Well, anything was a step in the right direction after that 4-0 drubbing against Chelmsford the week before that. But on Saturday, Telford looked a lot more solid, a lot more organised. They had 3 new faces in the squad, 2 of them in the starting lineup. I do remember when we recorded this podcast last week, we said that up to 3 players were coming in. Well, on the Friday, that's exactly what happened. And Andy Sinton brought in 2 chaps from Tamworth, Jay Smith, a midfielder, and a winger, Ashley Kane, and also a 35-year-old forward called Steve Jones. He came off the bench against Mansfield and did very well.
How did the 2 Tamworth lads do?
Smith caught the eye for me, a real tiger in midfield, a battler, the kind of player that Telford's midfielders maybe lacked this season. It was the role that Cole Rogers was filling last time around, but he struggled this season. He's out. He's injured as well at the moment, so they needed somebody in that mould, and Smith's fitted the bill. Kane himself, a little bit disappointing at the moment. He's not firing on all cylinders.
And on to this weekend, Chris, and Barrow at home. What do we expect from that?
Well, Barrow, another side who've come up from the Blue Square North like Telford have. They've been in this league 2 years now, and they've really established themselves. And they're in mid-table at the minute, not seen as one of the big fashionable sides in the Blue Square Premier, but they're holding their own very well, and it'll be a tough time for Telford. They've already been up there once this season, and they lost at Tamworth. And I know that day Andy Sinton felt his side deserved something from the game, but on the other side of the coin, the Barrow manager actually felt that day his side played very badly, and he was quite happy to take the points and feel there's a lot more to come from his side. So I don't think it'll be easy for Telford.
They need a win, don't they, just to calm everything down a little bit. One win would change everything.
Yeah, that point against Mansfield ended a run of 4 consecutive league defeats. But I think they need a win now to just ease the gap from the bottom. They're now 2 points off the relegation zone. They want to pull away from that. No time for panic at this stage. I mean, Andy Sinton may well have yet more new faces in the squad by the time they face Barrow, and certainly if he doesn't do that, when the January transfer window opens, I expect movement again at that stage as well. And I'm sure by the time we get to the end of January, Telford will have a stronger squad. I expect them to pull away.
While we're talking about Shropshire Football Club, it'd be wrong not to mention a couple of bits of news this week. First of all, Mike Davies leaving TNS. I think that one caught everyone by surprise, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. Well, the new Saints obviously did very well last season in the Welsh Premier League, and again this time around they've been having a strong season, although I know they did have a disappointing result just last week, but still it was a surprise to see Davies walking on the back of that.
Yeah, he seemed to have got the club going in the right direction, not only in the Welsh Premier League but also Champions League, probably the most successful period of TNS's history under Davies, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And Market Drayton in town as well, a couple of familiar Shropshire figures there. Jimmy Mullen obviously managed Telford United, has managed Little Drayton Rangers in Market Drayton's previous guise, and Andy Cook in there as well, Shrewsbury Town, Telford United connections. Fantastic to see them turning things around there.
Yeah, turning them around. Talk about instant impact. How often do you see a new manager come in and get results? But this is a side that had gone, what, 16 games?
17.
17 games without a win. I mean, that's a desperate situation to be in. And suddenly in comes Mullen, and what is it now, 5 games unbeaten?
Yeah, I think it's 11 points from 5 games in Evo Stick League Division 1 side. Fantastic achievement. They went to league on Tuesday night. At that level of football, a tough place to go. 1-2-1. Things are absolutely spiraling out of control at Greenfields at the moment. They play Grantham at home tomorrow, and I think that the crowds are increasing as well. I think Drayton had 135, 140 last week, which is probably 40 or 50 up on what they usually have. So word's obviously spreading about what's happening at Market Drayton. We wish them well tomorrow. We wish all the Shropshire teams well tomorrow, and we'll be back for more of the podcast next week.